We have met the goats that come and do yoga on your farm. The Thomas Farm goats that we met, Khalees, way back in March.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's still one of the highlights of doing this show was getting to go to their farm and hold the baby goats and think about not giving it back ever. Just running to my car and being like, you're my goat now.
Yeah. That's not an option at Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton to steal a goat, even though goat yoga is an option.
Yes, yeah. Goat yoga is definitely an option. Compared to the Thomas Farm, our number of kids is much lower because we have much fewer goats, which is actually why we partnered with them, because at some point the yoga classes have gotten so popular that there's no way that our 4 or 5 is going to do it. You know? So we ended up, they have some insane number, like 160 kids a year.
Yeah.
And we have to take partial responsibility because one of our bucks got into a pen and bred them all in one day. They had 35 kids in one day.
Whoa. Talk about a one-night stand.
I thought they were going to kill us.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the Local Hero folks, and the real McCoys, Joe and Stan McCoy, the owners of Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton. You do more than goat yoga, but we're going to definitely talk more about that towards the end. It is lotion season, where all of a sudden everything's dry.
No. Every season is lotion season. People are reminded, especially in the fall. This is an argument I get into with my partner. Yeah. He's like, I'm itchy. And I say, because you don't use the lotion that I tell you to use year round. Just a gentle reminder that maybe just go and pick up lotion because your skin will always need it.
And I'm classic example of waiting to the last minute until you're wounded. Yeah, exactly. And that's that season right now. So tell us a little bit about how your Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton got going in the world of lotion. Who wants to start, Joe or Stan?
Well, Stan's the maker, so I'll let him take this one.
Lotion was kind of accidental. I had been making soap for several years and was bored. So I looked up how to make lotion, checked in with a couple of my other goat milk friends. They gave me a recipe, which really didn't pan out for me. And then I just sat up in my studio and started making lotions. Some of them are really horrible.
You got to break some eggs to make an omelet. Yeah.
Exactly. Then I came up with the recipe that I have now. It's been tweaked over the years. It's a fantastic lotion. People love it. I get a lot of feedback from it.
You got a really interesting call, I was told, just the other day about somebody using this lotion.
Well, actually, let me add on, too, because this, I remember that he puts in 40% of the lotion is goat milk, and you're not going to find that in a commercial hand cream.
Yeah. Right.
Because of the availability of the milk, it's going to have more milk in it. And so it's very funny. And we get these all the time. I mean, and it's very nice. And he's actually, when he's been stocking in Big Y, he's had people come up to him, oh, my God, are you the... and almost person. Like, you've saved my life, you've changed. They say that. You have changed my life, which is really great to hear. But we got one call, and this was the most recent one, and the woman is a dog groomer, and her hands are in water all the time. And she just said, I just finally tried your product, and you have changed my life. You know, it was again, this wonderful thing you like to hear because, you know, sometimes you, especially Stan, puts in long hours, and just to hear that, I do have a great product, and people do love it, and they come back, which is really nice to see.
What's so nice about using goat milk as the base for your lotion or soap?
Goat milk is, the pH is closer to the human skin, so it's absorbed easier. The fat molecules in goat milk are smaller than cow's milk, and it has a lot of, goat milk naturally has a lot of selenium, which is great for the skin.
What is it, a mineral? Selenium?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
See, because I don't moisturize except for emergency only situations like
S-E
now.
SE on the periodic table or SN on
the
periodic?
I think SE for my last example.
Not only a mineral, but an element.
Yes. Yeah. Actual element.
Right. We're speaking with Joe and Stan McCoy, the owners of Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton, who are making lotions and other things too, or is it like all lotion now? What do we got?
We have a lot of, my original product was goat milk soap. Our main product is goat milk soap. Goat milk lotions came in afterwards, but yeah, I make soap a lot, probably 7 days a week, just to try to keep up with demand. I am the only maker in our business currently.
Stan, can you just describe the day? Can you describe what the physical layout is and what the process is a bit?
Sure. My studio is in East Hampton. It's about a mile away from our house. So after, an hour or two of vegging with my coffee in the morning, I get up and go into the studio. and start making soap, I have to change into, I call them my soap clothes are just a mess.
Ironically,
yes. Yeah.
Have you thought about using soap?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
It's the cleanest mess ever.
Yeah. Yep. Right. Put on gloves, goggles, because the process of making soap can be caustic because you use lye. And yeah, I just start making soap and I kind of get lost in it. I have Echo Dots all over the place. So I have different music playing in different rooms. And I just have Alexa play my music and I get lost in making soap.
So then if you, Stan, are making the soap, who's milking the goats?
We do that too. This past season, we didn't milk. We took the year off because milking is, it's a chore twice a day, 7 days a week. We do it for about 8 months out of the year. And so this year we took the time off and we went with Thomas Farm. They're partners of ours in this.
That's the goats we went to go visit.
Exactly. Yeah. They have the goat kids too. So Joe is a veterinarian, so he helps them out with veterinarian services and we exchange milk.
So I know that the business has been successful enough that you both have sort of decided you're going to grow the business. And you had a way of raising some money and you had a big challenge that happened in the family with that.
We did. We were approved for the Biz and Power Grant through Massachusetts, where they match 2-to-1 what you raise through crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is something we've never done or even imagined that you would do for a business. But we applied for the grant and surprise, we got it. And it's timed. Once you get it, you have so many days to kick in your crowdsourcing. And once you get that started, then you have X amount of days to actually crowdsource. Then once you crowdsource, you have X amount of days to actually complete the whole project. So everything's timed and timed and timed.
Oh, they time you through completion of the project.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah.
And you get a match of 2-to-1.
That's interesting because, like, as someone with a very serious Kickstarter problem, it's a little fast and loose with delivery times in terms of like finishing projects. Yeah. So the fact that you're finishing the project is a part of this grant is actually really important and a little difficult.
We're hoping for a little wiggle room because some of the things we're doing, again, we found the time we need to expand. And so part of that would be moving into a larger space, which involves walls and sinks and stuff like that. So we're hoping that, because there's no way, you know, contractors, there's no way it's going to be done in 90 days.
And is the clock ticking right now?
Not yet. Our campaign ends in about 3 or 4 days.
But not only did you not have experience doing fundraising, there was a challenge that you had, Joe.
Well, yeah, I'll go back there. But I do want to take credit for some of the brilliant events we had. Number one, we had a trivia night called Who's Got Your Goat? Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's fun. Yep.
And then a paint and sip called Vincent Van Goat. Yeah.
Love it.
Love it. And it was a lot of fun. And we had no experience in any type of crowdfunding or organization. And so we put together a team. We organized this. We were working on it really hard. And then Joe called me one day, and he ended up in the hospital.
Oh, my.
And so everything came to a halt. Everything. My business came to a halt. The crowdsourcing came to a halt. Everything stopped, and everything focused on Joe for a couple of weeks. And we became dependent on other people, which is something else we had to learn to do.
Yeah.
So we reached out to friends that were helping us with this, and they all took the reins. The LGBT Chamber of Commerce jumped right on board. They were helping us with the campaign to begin with. They really just took the reins and did everything that they could to get us through this. So when Joe got out of the hospital, I was still kind of behind in production because I hadn't been making soap for 2 weeks. But I didn't have to worry about the campaign. The campaign has been successful.
Yay!
Yeah.
That doesn't mean not to go and check it out because every little bit always helps.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And what does this expansion, and we're speaking with Joe and Stan McCoy from Sage Meadow Farm, what are you hoping to do with this expansion? What's the next phase with this crowdsource funding and then the match?
Yeah, we're bringing in a bit more automation. Right now, I'm the only producer. What we'd like to do is mentor other people in underserved communities how to run a business like ours. So we're hoping to partner with the Chamber of Commerce, the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, to kind of expand our business in a way that it can be taught to other folks. We recognize that we have privilege where we're sitting, and we want to help others. We specifically have reached out to female, BIPOC, LGBT communities to see if we can bring somebody on board that wants to learn how to run a business and have this as an opportunity so that as we look at retirement in a few years, we can turn the business over to them.
Mm.
And have a candidate that meets all of those goals.
Cool.
Excellent.
Currently, and hopefully that person will in turn bring others into the business and do the same. And so my role will go from, you know, being the one person who does all the production and deliveries and stuff like that to somebody who's teaching others how to make soap and how to make lotions and how to milk a goat.
But you'll never give up that aisle in the Big Y.
No.
Tell us a little bit about that, being carried by a big store like Big Y.
Yeah, that was a great opportunity that came our way. Oh, gosh, we've been at Big Y now for probably 5 years. We started off with 3 stores. It did well. They bumped us up to 6. And then eventually we were in 12, which was too much for me because I was doing everything.
Yeah.
Making the soap and right up to delivering it and putting it on the shelf. So we backed off on 4 of the stores. But we're in other stores as well. We're in River Valley. We're in 26 locations around Western Massachusetts. So we're doing quite well with locations. It's just we need more people on board to kind of make that grow.
If you want to sample some of the products, you have an opportunity at another big sometimes vowel that is not Big Y, but at the Big E this Saturday, right? Are you there at the holiday sampler?
We are.
We can sample your wares?
Yes.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Goats will be there or not?
No, unfortunately.
I don't think. Are there other products besides lotion and soap that you would like to be making with the goat milk once you're able to finally expand?
I think that's kind of our focus right now is the soap and the lotions. Our original intent when we got goats a dozen years ago was to make cheese. Soap and lotion was not even on our mind. But getting a dairy license is really, really difficult. Mm. You're held up to the same standards as, you know, Hood. And we couldn't really meet
And they don't do goat milk.
No, they just do
Hoodsies.
Yeah. So we switched over to goat milk soap. It was kind of a fluke. I had taken some classes it was actually goat school up in Maine. They teach you everything soup to nuts from birth till death about goats and what you can do in between.
Goats had soup to nuts. Sorry.
What attracted you to goats versus any other animal?
Well, Joe's a veterinarian, and he wanted to get some kind of a farm animal. I was raised on a farm and didn't want anything to do with farm animals. Somehow we settled on, I wanted fiber goats because they're much less work. You only have to work with them really once a year, and you just have to keep them fed and happy. But Joe wanted dairy.
Yeah, and I think we had checked into the market. I can't remember now, but we had investigated the market, and I can't remember what it was, but something crashed the market. I, in veterinary school, just kind of fell in love with goats because they're really smart and they're funny. They're not quite as effusive as a dog, but more so than a cat. So they know their names. They can be quite playful. And when you handle them twice a day, they become like a pet. And they're not, the other thing I worry about being in veterinary school, if they're not like a cow, they're not going to hurt you.
Right.
We've never even had one knock us down. But, you know, cows can step on you by mistake, and it's like, that's serious.
Yeah.
Right.
So I like the size of them, too.
We began the conversation talking about goat yoga. Mm-hmm. This is not something that is offered all the time at Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton. And it's begun to expand because it is so popular. But if people have not heard about goat yoga, do not know what we're talking about, tell us what it is and why this is something that you brought to your farm, Sage Meadow Farm, in East Hampton. Joe?
So how did this start? I mean, I think it was having all these kids around, and then I think Stan saw online somewhere about a goat yoga. And he said, we can do that.
And I was learning how to teach yoga myself. Not the yoga that you can do with goats. I teach Bikram yoga, which is hot yoga.
Yeah.
You can't really do that with goat kids.
No.
But we needed to raise money for the East Hampton Farmers Market. And we saw this thing about goat yoga and said, hey, let's try it out. So we had one class. It sold out in 5 minutes. So we started having more classes. Those have sell out very quickly as well. And we expanded our charity reach with the goat yoga. All the classes, the money goes to charity. And we divided up between human and animal causes. This year is going to be focused on the East Hampton Community Center.
Oh, cool.
Great.
They do great work.
They do great work, and there's a huge expanded need this year.
And goat yoga is exactly what it sounds like. It's not like downward facing dog where you're doing yoga positions that are shaped like goats. It is literally little baby goats running around you while you do yoga, jumping even up on top of your back when you're doing downward facing dog.
You were like around you. I'm like, no, they get on you.
Yeah. Around and on. And people, how do people react to it? Why is it so popular?
They love it. I mean, I think sometimes when they hear goat yoga, it's really like, what is that? I mean, am I standing with a bunch of adult goats? Am I out in a field in March?
Yeah. Is Tom Brady there?
Let's go!
Yeah, yeah. No, this is inside. So it's comfortable. There are about anywhere from 18 to 24 baby goats, and they just run around. They do the kind of just insanely funny jumping in the air, spinning, and then they'll jump on people. And quite honestly, it, you know, people say, well, I love the experience, but I really don't want to do yoga. And so even the goat yoga varies from someone just sitting on a mat playing with the goats to the people who definitely go through the whole yoga class as well. So it ranges. It ranges.
Can people sign up already for this spring, or is it?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah, we start planning probably in January.
Okay.
For classes that happen in March.
So how would people be forewarned?
Yeah. So how would people find out?
You can join our mailing list on sagemetalfarm.com and also follow us on Facebook, because that's where I do a lot of my announcements.
I have to go on a very long walk next week. Any recommendations of Sage Meadow Farm lotions that I can use before I end up injuring myself with, you know, dry, cracked heels and all that sort of thing?
Oh,
Stan?
Gosh. We have 10 different lotions. They're all basically the same recipe, but they're all different fragrances. Mm-hmm. For a guy, I would say probably the Namaste lotion.
Okay. What if I'm going to be dressed up as Barbie on one of the days? Does that change
Barbie.
It?
Probably the lilac.
Okay. The March will be a Barbie-themed celebration of drag.
Yeah. Right.
I'm also going to put out into the ether, maybe consider lip balm.
Lip balm.
I was thinking.
Yeah. I toy with products, and I've toyed with lip balm. I won't put out a product until I'm sure that it's safe to use.
That's like, yeah. And we all appreciate that. Yes. Thank you very much.
You.
Looking right at you, drug industry.
All right.
Joe and Stan McCoy, the owners of Sage Meadow Farm in East Hampton. You can find out all about what they're up to by going to their website, sagemeadowfarm.com. And January is when you might want to start going on that website and going on their social media. If goat yoga seems like something you want to do,
check out their website, because their crowdsourcing campaign is currently active.
And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Phil will be along that long walk. We'll both be using Sage Meadow lotion, perhaps, pushing the shopping cart for the food bank next week. You can find out all about our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.